My chat this morning is with Janelle Helgerson, Crossing Rivers Health Population Health Nurse. And Janelle, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So the American Cancer Society is reporting an increase in the occurrence of colorectal cancer in younger Americans. And we kind of want to delve into this just a little bit and perhaps maybe let folks know that there has been a little bit of a change in the recommendation on when screening should begin.
That's right, Mike. Previously, we started screening patients for colorectal cancer at age 50. But about 3 years ago, the recommended starting age was decreased to 45. And that's because researchers were finding an increasing number of younger patients developing colorectal cancer.
Is there any indication on why that is?
They're not really sure at this point. Some of those patients were otherwise healthy individuals that didn't have the typical risk factors of being overweight, having a poor diet, including highly processed foods, smoking, or inactivity.
So it's really important for them to get screened at an earlier age, even if they're not having any symptoms.
That's true, Mike. Early screening is important because colorectal cancer can be identified before symptoms even develop, and finding cancer at an early stage means early treatment and better outcomes.
So what kind of things should people look for, and that might be some signs of colorectal cancer?
Some symptoms of colorectal cancer could be a change in bowel habits, diarrhea, constipation, or feeling that the bowel doesn't completely empty, blood in the stool, abdominal pains, aches, or cramps that just don't go away, or unexplained weight loss.
Are there some things that people can be aware of to maybe reduce their risk of getting colorectal cancer?
Some of the things that we can do to decrease our risk of colorectal cancer, first of all, is getting screened. Also, eating a diet higher in fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, avoiding or limiting alcohol, and avoiding highly processed foods.
So we get to this 45 age range, and people might be thinking about getting screened. How do they get screened? What types of tests are available?
So the first thing that a person should do is to see their primary care provider. They will be able to help you know what test is best for you. And some of the options that we have are a colonoscopy, which is actually the best and most accurate way to detect cancer and remove polyps, which are growths that can develop into cancer. So by removing those polyps, in some cases, we can actually prevent colorectal cancer. But for some people, a colonoscopy might just not be the right thing for them. So other options could be an at-home test like Cologuard. That is a kit that you can use at home. It has very specific instructions to collect a sample of stool. It tests the DNA for changes. The stool for DNA changes in blood that could indicate colorectal cancer.
So I'm going to assume that an at-home test is probably not a great substitute for the colonoscopy. But if you do detect something, obviously with the at-home test, then you should definitely get with your doctor right away.
That's true. Those test results from a Cologuard are actually sent to your provider, and so then further testing would be indicated.
Okay, and if people would like to find out more information about this, do you have some resources for them?
Sure. They can contact our clinic here at Crossing Rivers Health Clinic, and we can help them out.
And how do they get a hold of you?
Our clinic phone number is 608-357-2500.
Janelle, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just would like to stress the importance of being screened.
Very good. Janelle Helgerson with us from Crossing Rivers Health. Some great information this morning for us, spreading a little awareness about colorectal cancer and the screenings recommended for those beginning at the age of 45. Janelle, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks so much, Mike.